The people of the Czech Republic have been marking the 20th anniversary of the start of the Velvet Revolution, which led to the collapse of the country's communist regime after over four decades of repression. The main event on Tuesday was the reenactment in Prague of the student demonstration that sparked those changes in 1989. Sarah Borufka was at the march and has this report.
Czech students in Prague chanted Lidský práva, or human rights, on November 17, 1989, when a march honoring a young Czech victim of the Nazis in November 39 turned into a peaceful demonstration against the communist regime. The students were brutally attacked by riot police, sparking the beginning of the Velvet Revolution, at the end of which the dissident Václav Havel became the first president of the new democracy. On Tuesday, now a national holiday for the Czechs, a march was held along the same route as 1989's demonstration to commemorate the events of 20 years ago. The reenactment was organized by the NGO Opona, which is headed by David Gadečka.
We felt already 2 years ago that it's an important anniversary and it's the last one, or like we're kind of last generation that can inform younger people or people who didn't live in the totalitarian Czechoslovakia what was it like before.
Tuesday's event started by Charles University's medical faculty at Albertov, where around 5,000 gathered to celebrate 20 years without the Iron Curtain. Many in attendance were too young to have lived under the communist regime, such as students Kateřina Kněpová and Matěj Slovák.
It does mean a lot for us. And firstly, it's a nice situation to see all the young people like us that are like gathering here, and everyone's trying to show that he's interested in it, and it's really nice to see it.
And because our parents fought for us, and not only them, but also politicians, and I think that's very important to not forget.
From Albertov, the crowd marched through Vyšehrad, stopping at memorable spots along the way, such as the former residence of Václav Havel on Hrašíňovo nábřeží, and ended at Národní Street for a free rock concert attended by around 10,000 people. Alongside numerous big names from the world of Czech music, there were a couple of special guests, including Mr. Havel himself, who was carrying an acoustic guitar.
Experts call this being a roadie, but of course I haven't just been a guitar carrier for the last 20 years. I've also been a citizen, and as a citizen, I rely on you.
The former president then handed that guitar to another special guest, Joan Baez, who performed a rousing rendition of the protest song We Shall Overcome. We shall.